Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
We have got a lot to talk about, including Hunter Biden's lawyers have met with the Department of Justice trying to work a deal that would protect the President of the United States of America from any type of investigation and or prosecution. James Comer has now come out and said, quote, the walls are closing in on the Biden crime family. He also is now threatening to subpoena John Kerry and his role in the Biden administration. This after he said, quote, there's not going to be anybody left for a Biden Christmas picture if the DOJ does its job. Now, you may remember last week on this show, I played for you a congressman, Congressman Burchett from Tennessee. He actually is bringing up impeachment now after he saw these suspicious activity reports. I'm going to let you hear what he had to say first. And then you're going to hear Maria Bartiromo's conversation with James Comer about the new intel they found.
We're talking about impeaching Biden. How could we not impeach Biden if this does, in fact, reach him? I wonder what their defense will be. I mean, this is just going on too much. And the like I said, the documentation that I've seen, I can't comment on all of it. But what I can comment on is that it is bad. And it is getting worse, and it is showing illegal monies from Chinese communists flowing into this White House.
Wow, strong words of potential impeachment from House Oversight Committee member Congressman Tim Burchett with me on Friday on Mornings with Maria over on Fox Business on the potentially compromised position President Biden is in when dealing with communist China after the House Oversight Committee report on millions of dollars the Biden family has taken in from communist China. House Oversight Committee Chairman Congressman James Comer revealing that six more members of the Biden family may have benefited from the family's various business ventures around the world. The new information comes from examining the suspicious activity reports, those reports sent by banks to the Treasury Department in transactions involving President Biden's family. Joining me right now to get to the bottom of it this Sunday morning with more in an exclusive interview is House Oversight Committee Chairman Congressman James Comer. Mr. Chairman, good to have you this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about your latest findings and the Biden family receiving money from adversaries?
Well, we went into Treasury after a long battle to have access to those Treasury reports, thinking that there was a certain number of suspicious activity reports, the number that had been previously reported. And we thought that there were two or three Biden family members that would be implicated in these bank violations. Nearly 3 weeks later, we walk out of Treasury having pored over thousands of pages of documents. And I can tell you that there were more suspicious activity reports than had been previously reported and many more Biden family members that were involved in the influence peddling scheme. We now have 9 and counting Biden family members who are zinged by at least one bank for receiving suspicious wires from our adversaries around the world.
So, in other words, adversaries, and including China, sent money directly to Biden family members into their accounts?
There's the key, Maria. They sent money to these LLCs that the Biden family members created. Now, that's another aspect of this. We went in thinking there were around a dozen LLCs. Through our informants and through our research over the past year and through other investigative reporting, we thought there were around a dozen of these LLCs that were created by Biden family members to disguise or launder where the source of the revenue was coming from. But there are many more LLCs. There are many more Biden family members, many more LLCs, and many more countries that were involved. I'll say this. China was probably the most reputable country that the Biden family was dealing with. And the question remains, what were these family members doing to receive this money?
Right.
There's no rhyme or reason for some of these Biden family members to receive any type of payment from our adversaries around the world, much less the number that we've uncovered. And we're still digging through these bank violations.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it couldn't be that they just wanted to hang out in the vice president's office, right? What were they paying for? One source sends me this. One of the huge benefits the Chinese may well have paid for was then Vice President Biden presiding over the signing of a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, on May 7, 2013, between our Public Company Accounting Oversight Board and the Chinese Regulatory Commission to waive federal auditing requirements for hundreds of Chinese companies listed on U.S. exchanges. Was that part of it? Thousands more traded in our markets, all in violation of U.S. federal securities laws.
There are six specific decisions that Joe Biden made, either as vice president or president, that are very concerning to us, that we believe could potentially lead back to payments that were made to these LLCs that were then laundered down to the Biden family members. So you have to look at the number of the LLCs and look at the transactions and look at the limited bank records that we have to realize the great lengths to which this family went to try to disguise the sender of the money and then deceive the IRS. So, you know, when we hear about the Biden family lawyers are meeting with the DOJ to talk about a potential indictment of Hunter Biden, I want to be very clear, Maria. It would be impossible for the Department of Justice to just cherry pick Hunter Biden for an indictment and not do anything to the eight other Biden family members, because they were essentially doing the same thing and receiving the same types of payments from our adversaries around the world that Hunter Biden was doing.
You listen to all this. It's very clear that these suspicious activity reports and the cash that is connected to them are massive. It's very hard for me not to keep interrupting, but I wanted you to hear what he had to say here. He says they're in a pickle here, especially now with the IRS whistleblower. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason why Hunter Biden shouldn't have been indicted years ago, even before the last presidential election. But one of the challenges that I've learned is that the Department of Justice, if there are any legitimate, serious people left in the DOJ, they are really trying to do the right thing is, what do you do with this many family members of the president? I mean, is there's not going to be anybody left for a Christmas picture if the DOJ did their jobs and went in there and indicted everyone that has any type of fingerprints involved in the influence peddling scheme. I mean, it's the entire family. Let's just back up and think about that statement. It's the entire family. In other words, the money was too good and then there was too much money coming in. So you got to keep the money in the family. It was just too much money. They had to have everybody jump in on this. And that's why the number is nine. This is no different than what we used to have with mob bosses and their families, right? Like there's just no difference here. Okay, there is no difference here than that. This family, all right, 4 years has been doing this, not years, decades has been doing this. And when they had children, as soon as they were of age, they brought them into this. This is a guy that's been in office for 50 plus years, folks. The entire family is in on it. Hunter Biden was actually abused, and I would argue abused by his own family as an addict because they saw an opportunity for the alibi. They could become more aggressive. James Biden didn't have the cojones, his brother, to do this, or any of the other eight. There was only one. And the one that had the cojones to do it was none other than Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden was so bombed out of his freaking mind that he could get away with it. Or he just said there was no caution to the wind. He was so bombed. He was such an addict. And I feel sorry for addicts that he left his laptop with all this information in his store and it was called and didn't go pick it up. This guy was such an addict. He slept with his brother's widow and moved her into his house to have a sexual relationship with her. Who does that? An addict? A hardcore drug addict. And the family saw an opportunity. They said, look, this guy can do stupid stuff. And the alibi is he was an addict. Right? The alibi is he's such an addict that you can't blame him for what he actually did. James Biden wouldn't have done this stuff. None of the other Bidens did the stuff that Hunter Biden was willing to do. Hunter Biden got sober enough for a moment to walk in and say, what do you need from my family? What do you need from my mafia? And I'll get it done, but I need this much cash and I need it now. And they knew he needed the cash because he was an addict. And the parents knew it. His dad knew it. His dad knew he had a problem with addiction and they exploited it. His dad knew he had a problem with hookers and prostitutes from around the world and he did it anyway. His dad knew that he was doing business with the worst people in the world and they used his addiction as an opportunity. Think about how sick you have to be to use your own child in this way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Senator Ron Johnson went on TV saying Anthony Blinken lied bold-faced to Congress over his contact with Hunter Biden. I think there's so much more to uncover here, the Republican from Wisconsin had to say on Maria Bartiromo's show on Sunday Morning Futures. Take a listen to what he had to say and also what James Comer had to say in this soundbite.
There are six specific decisions that Joe Biden made either as vice president or president that are very concerning to us that we believe could potentially lead back to payments that were made to these LLCs that were then laundered down to the Biden family members.
A very serious charge from House Oversight Committee Chairman Congressman James Comer speaking with me last Sunday on this program on what his committee has uncovered so far in their investigation into the Biden family's business dealings and influence peddling. On Wednesday, attorneys for Hunter Biden met with officials from the Justice Department amid an ongoing criminal investigation that began in 2018 into the first son's taxes and a purchase of a gun. Meanwhile, Biden has been ordered to appear in an Arkansas courtroom tomorrow for a hearing into his ongoing paternity case involving his four-year-old daughter, who he so far will not acknowledge. Join me right now with more on all of this is Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson. He was first in investigating the Biden family business deals in the Senate, along with Senator Chuck Grassley back in 2018. Senator, it's great to see you. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Morning, Maria.
Your investigation into Hunter Biden and his business dealings began when? Because I want to get into the Anthony Blinken situation now that we heard from John Ratcliffe.
Right.
But your investigation began when? 2018 or even earlier than that?
Yeah, really focusing on the Bidens, probably the tail end of 2019 and then into 2020. where, of course, we had the pandemic outbreak, so that didn't make things easier. You know, quite honestly, I didn't have the full support of my committee or the conference to subpoena the Bidens. They thought it was too political.
Right.
So, you know, they were professing their innocence. So we invited all of them to come in and testify to proclaim their innocence. What is interesting, Marie, and here's a little news for you. Anthony Blinken finally did come in and sit down for a voluntary transcribed interview in December of 2020 because he wanted to be Secretary of State. And now because of more information that's come out, we know that he lied bold-faced to Congress about never emailing Hunter Biden. My guess is he told a bunch of other lies that hopefully we'll be able to bring him and his wife back in, tell them to preserve their records. You cannot trust Joe Biden. You cannot trust Hunter Biden. You can't trust the Biden family. You can't trust so many of the people that they have surrounded themselves with.
This
I mean, these made men. I basically agree with that statement.
Yeah, I mean, that was
it is.
Here's
the problem, Marie. What do you do when you have, in effect, co-conspirators of the Biden family inside the agencies, inside our intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and you have the political party, the Democrats, who couldn't care less, have no interest whatsoever in the corruption that is being uncovered bit by bit as we pull back the layers of the onion here, as we peel them back.
So just to be clear, you just said you believe Anthony Blinken lied to you under oath.
Yes, he did. He said he did not email Hunter Biden, and now we have those emails. We also know that his wife, using her private email address when she was a employee of the State Department, was basically a conduit between her husband and Hunter Biden as well. So again, I think there's so much more to uncover here. There's so much more investigation. He needs to be subpoenaed. I don't have that subpoena power. He ought to come in just voluntarily if he wants to proclaim his innocence. I doubt he'll do that, but he must and she must preserve their records, their personal emails. We need to get to the bottom of this. We need to show how corrupt these individuals are.
So what was in these emails? That's the question that everybody should be asking. What was in these emails? If they would have been honest in the reporting of the laptop, if big tech and the social media platforms wouldn't have silenced the story and the media wouldn't have silenced the story and Anthony Blinken wouldn't have gotten all those people in the deep state to lie about what actually happened, right? To just flat out lie about it. To lie about what happened, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. He wouldn't be the president of the United States of America. That's what I know. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. And so does Senator Johnson and many others. So the question now is, what happens moving forward? Number one, we're going to have to start calling our congressmen and our senators and putting pressure on them saying to do your job and expose all of this. And we need to make this the center of the universe in Washington, D.C. This is not a story that needs to be swept under the rug. This is a story that needs to be exposed. And this story needs to be exposed day after day. And the questions have to be asked because otherwise, let me tell you what they're planning. They're planning on giving you one gift from under the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, hoping that that will count for Christmas Day. That's the best analogy I can come up with. They're hoping they can just give you a little something and you'll say, okay, good enough. We got what we wanted. And what they're hoping that gift will be, to make it very clear, is that they're going to indict the president of the United States of America's son, and they're going to indict the president of the United States of America's son for crimes that cannot be connected, that cannot be connected to the president. They're hoping that these crimes, Anthony Blinken committing a felony, lying to Congress is what Senator Johnson has just accused him of. He is hoping, okay, he is hoping, make it very clear that he's not going to be held accountable for this. He absolutely should be held accountable for this. He should be held accountable for every single thing that he has done. And the Biden crime family continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. There's something else that really has started to irk me over the last couple of weeks. And I want you to understand it, okay? Because I think it's really, 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 really important. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. I believe that Joe Biden is probably the most compromised president in our history. And I believe that one of the groups that owns him is Russia. I believe that the fact that this president cannot stand up to Russia is very telling of what the Russian oligarchs, I'm pretty sure, have on him. And proof of this corruption is just clear by looking at the Russian oligarchs who gave money to the Bidens. We know the Russians gave millions of dollars to Hunter Biden in deals. Okay, we know that. And what we also know is that Hunter Biden is an individual who was willing to take money from anyone, and the Bidens were willing to take that money from anyone, and he was the facilitator. Those Russian oligarchs have still not been sanctioned. Okay? They have still not been sanctioned by the U.S. government. We had a new list of sanctions come out against Russians for what is happening in Ukraine. And what we know now is that those people who gave Hunter Biden a significant amount of money have still not given, have not been put on that list. How are they staying off that list? That's what I want to know. How are they able to continue to stay off that list? How are they able to keep pulling this off? That is the question that everyone should be asking. These Russians deserve, by the way, to be on the list. I want to make that clear, okay? These Russians, the Russian oligarch, the former mayor of Moscow and his wife should be on the sanction list. Why are they not on the sanction list? I think we all know the answer. Because the Bidens are clearly compromised. And when the Bidens are as compromised as they are right now, you know that it's a threat to our national security. I would argue that Anthony Blinken now is a threat to our national security. Who has him compromised? Who does he owe favors to? Who on that list that signed their name to a letter when they knew they were lying to the American people to sway an election, to flip an election? My question is, who has Anthony Blinken compromised now? They were all willing to sell their souls to get this power. Anthony Blinken was willing to sell his soul to the devil to get and to the intelligence community. Who has him compromised within the intelligence community, even in this country? And also, who has him compromised outside this country? What countries is Anthony Blinken supposed to be standing up to that he's having to bow down to because they have him compromised just like the president is compromised? Those are the questions that we need to now be asking. They decided to sell out the country they were supposed to protect and defend. Okay? That's what you need to understand. They were willing to sell out a country that they're supposed to protect and defend. And there's a reason why they sold us out. It was clearly the money and the power. They're not working for America. They're not protecting America. They're not looking out for America's best interests. One more thing I want to add to this conversation, and that is how the media, I think, is going to cover this week. The Hill ran a headline. This is, you know, one of the most influential papers inside of Washington, D.C. Hunter's collapsing world, right? They want you to believe it's going to be really bad. Why a criminal plea could now be the best option for the Bidens. Now, at least they use the plural Bidens, right? This week, they said Hunter Biden's defense team traveled to Delaware seeking an update on the federal criminal investigation that has dragged on for almost 5 years. By the way, this would never happen with you or I. I just want to be clear about this, okay? This is just Hunter Biden. The reason seems clear. Time's running out on Hunter and the Biden family. After years of delaying disclosures and admissions, Hunter could now be pushing to cap off the criminal side of the scandal before more information is released in Arkansas and Washington. For the White House, even as a criminal plea is preferred if they can avoid one particular claim, and they may be succeeding. For years, the Bidens have worked with the media's help to delay any recognition of the influence peddling and corruption that may be revealed on Hunter Biden's laptop. Even this week, in child support proceedings in Arkansas, Hunter's counsel continued to refuse to admit ownership of the laptop abandoned at the Mac shop in Delaware in April of 2019. It won't work anymore. Then his long refusal to acknowledge his fathering of his 4-year-old child, Navy. Justice Hunter could not deny DNA. Forensic and other evidence will soon make his laptop denials unobtainable in proceedings in which he and his counsel are required to tell the truth. These proceedings are now colliding for the Bidens. With the laptop being raised in Arkansas and being investigated in Washington by House committees, time is up, and the Bidens team knows this. An establishment of the laptop's authenticity is in one form could produce cascading effects in the other forms. There has already been a recent shift to a scorched earth strategy, including reportedly threatening possible witnesses and calling for the IRS to investigate its critics. New leaks from the Justice Department investigation have indicated that prosecutors are considering 4 charges. 2 misdemeanor counts for failure to file taxes, a single felony count on tax evasion related to a business expense for 1 year of taxes, and a potential felony count on falsifying a form linked to a gun permit. Now, think about it. If this is what they charge him with, it's amazing, right? Like, if this is what you like, this is what you get. This is unbelievable. This is beyond, I would say, best case scenario. Like, this is phenomenal if you can pull this off, if you can get it this way. Like, if this is, if you can throw down this way, it is the best scenario for the Bidens, including Hunter Biden. Virtually nothing holding you accountable for what you've actually done. This is what you want. This is how, by the way, you would pull this off. You rush to indict. You beg to be indicted. That's how you do this. When the media keeps pushing this scenario, and when you start seeing articles that are going to be written about, all right, well, now this is getting bad and the president's son could be indicted, understand that they may be indicting him for all of the wrong reasons for truth. They need to get him indicted. That's why they're rushing for this, okay? They want this to happen. They're desperate for it to happen. And the reason why they're desperate for it to happen is because if they can get him indicted quickly on these simple charges, then it can protect the president of the United States of America, and it can close the book for the president of the United States of America and Anthony Blinken and everybody else. This is all about protect the palace, right? Protect the White House, protect the staff, protect everyone. Protect them at all costs. Anthony Blinken doesn't want to go to jail. Neither does the DOJ, anybody at the DOJ. Neither does the Attorney General, who apparently lied to Congress about the Hunter Biden investigation as well. Neither did any of the CIA people and the deep state people that lied and signed their name to that letter, lying to the American people. They don't want to be exposed for exactly how much damage they've done to this country. You want to know why Donald Trump, I think, is still the front runner right now? And I'm gonna leave you with this thought. It's because people know that he's the guy that would actually come in, and he's the guy that would come in and actually clean house, because he understands and has had to deal with this. That is why I think there's a very good chance Donald Trump's going to get the nomination. Are we a long time away? Absolutely. Could things change? No doubt about it. But there's a reason why people are like, all right, after seeing this level of corruption, after seeing this level of just pure evil, I think it's clear to say that they are willing to sacrifice Hunter Biden, this team at the White House, in this way just to protect everything else. There are too many people now that could go down far outside of the president. It could be the attorney general, and it could be the deep state, and it could be the secretary of state, all in a cover up. So don't buy these things that are happening. Okay. Do not buy it. All right. Make sure you like our podcast, grab our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Grab our podcast, listen each and every day. And don't forget, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you are on social media. Follow the Ben Ferguson Show there. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning on our podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.